وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، إن شاء الله we have the tafsir, the class of tafsir. Subhanallah, before that something come to my mind. I would like to share it with you. When I was about to enter the masjid now, right now from this door, some of you saw I hit a big noise, you hear. I hit the wall with my feet. I still feel the pain. That reminded me, one of our beloved brother in the city texted me yesterday morning. He said his father woke up for that day yesterday, but in another country, for Fajr prayer. And he was going to make wudu, and he slipped. He fell and he hit the wall. They call him the ambulance. Before it reached, he already dead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, to have mercy upon him, and all the Muslims who died. This was just yesterday. That incident reminded me. I was going to enter the door as normal. Somehow I hit the entrance, and I still feel the pain from my feet. I remember that. This is how weak we are. We have no control in our life, in our affairs, nothing. It's in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. Person can get wounded any minute, any second, can die any minute, any second. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that, we human, we fighting on this worldly life. We hate one another on this worldly life. We boycott our relative on this worldly life. Some of us shoot people, take their property, ready to kill thousands of people to be a leader, to get a name. For something goes away so fast. Something none of us can guarantee he will have it after a second. Subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allah forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله. Inshallah, to go back to our class, we have inshallah ta'ala that class of tafsir from Surah to Yunus. Inshallah ta'ala, the beginning of the Surah, the first verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام راء تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه ذلكم الله ربكم فاعبدوه أفلا تذكرون إليه مرجعكم جميعا وعد الله حقا إنه يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالقسط والذين كفروا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون. قال الإمام الشيخ عبد الرحمن سعد رحمه الله في تفسيره يقول تعالى ألف لام راء تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم وهو هذا القرآن المشتمل على الحكمة والإحكام الدالة آياته الدالة آياته على الحقائق الإيمانية والأوامر والنواهي الشرعية، الذي على جميع الأمة تلقيه بالرضا والقبول والانقياد. ومع هذا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يعلمون، فتعجبوا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس عذاب الله وخوفهم نقم الله وذكرهم بآيات الله وبشر الذين آمنوا إيمانا صادقا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم، أي لهم جزاء موفور وثواب مدخور عند ربهم بما قدموه وأسلفوه من الأعمال الصالحة الصادقة. فتعجب الكفار من هذا الرجل العظيم تعجبا حملهم على الكفر به. قال الكافرون عنه إن هذا لساحر مبين، أي بين السحر لا يخفى بزعمهم على أحد، وهذا من سفههم وعنادهم، فإنهم تعجبوا من أمر ليس مما يتعجب منه ويستغرب، وإنما يتعجب من جهالتهم وعدم معرفتهم بمصالحهم. كيف لم يؤمنوا بهذا الرسول الكريم الذي بعثه الله من أنفسهم يعرفونه حق المعرفة، فردوا دعوته وحرصوا على إبطال دينه، والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Ra. These letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah alone knows their meanings. Alif Lam Ra. Tilka ayatul kitab al-hakim. These are the verses of the book. The Quran al-hakim. Al-Hakim showing lawful and unlawful things, explaining Allah's divine laws for mankind, leading them to eternal happiness by ordering them to follow the true Islamic monotheism, worshiping none but Allah alone, that will guide them to paradise and save them from hell. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tilka ayatul kitab. These are the verses of the book, meaning the Quran. Which book? Al-Hakimi, the wise book. The book which consists of wisdom. The book which is well ihkam, well perfected and established. So Allah said in the next surah, سورة هود، كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير ألا تعبدوا إلا الله. كتاب أحكمت آياته This is a book, the verses whereof are perfected, means in every sphere of knowledge, and then explain in detail from one, means Allah, who is all wise, well acquainted with all things, saying worship none but Allah, saying worship none but Allah. So the verses of this book are upon hikmah, upon wisdom. And the greatest wisdom the Quran consists of is to worship none but Allah. The greatest wisdom. The wisdom is to put things in an appropriate way. You have two people who have argument on something. You find someone deserves $5. The other one, he deserves $20. The wisdom is to give the one deserve five, to give the five. The one deserve 10, to give 10. This is the wisdom. If you give all of it to one of them, is that the wisdom? No. If you give the one who you should give him five, you give him 10, that's wisdom, is not wisdom, nor the opposite. The wisdom is to give this one his right of $5, and they give this one his right of $10. Now you are Hakim, you are a wise man, you judge by wisdom. Likewise, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has right, no one shares with him, because it is his right. That is to worship him alone. That right should be given to him. Anyone who gives that right of Allah to anyone else, then he is not a wise person. He is not wise. Therefore, you remember the man who Allah praised him with wisdom in the Quran. Who is he? Luqman al-Hakim. Luqman al-Hakim. وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. لقمان said to his son, advising him, admonishing him, my son, لا تشرك بالله. Do not associate anyone with Allah. Don't worship anyone with Allah. إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Indeed, the shirk is a great oppression, is a great unjust. So there is Zulmun, and there is Adlun. So the Tawheed is Adl, is justice. The Shirk is Zulmun. It is very understandable. Who of us tonight will accept that your rights be given to somebody else without your permission? Will you? I'm saying you will not. Either me. We will not. Likewise, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forbade to give his right to someone else. And that is the greatest dhulm. So the Quran is Hakim. Tilka ayatul kitab al-Hakim. These are the verses of the book al-Hakim. The book al-Hakim here is sifa lil-kitab. Sifa is a description for the book. The book is Hakim. Well perfected and full of wisdom and based on wisdom. What is the greatest wisdom of the Quran? To worship none but Allah. The wisdom is to be justice, is to put things on the correct way. So Quran is hikmah. Hikmah hakim, Quran hakim. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praises his book to make us love it, to adhere to it, to honor it. Is that the life of the most of the Muslims? No. No. How many verses Allah praises the Quran? إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوى. Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is the best, which is the most straight. People, they don't read Quran. They read the stories, novel stories, fake stories. They say one story. If Sheikh Fawzan, حفظه الله, and the like, ulama al-Sunnah, they give talk, they don't bring those stories in the market, such in newspaper, so there's so and so. They don't make people laugh. They don't like it. Because Sheikh Fawzan and the like, they recite the stories of the Quran. قال الله قال رسوله. This is the wisdom. This is the real story. In the surah after Surah to Hud, after this one is Surah to Hud, then Surah to Yusuf. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. We're relating to you the best of the stories. Bima awhayna ilayka hadha al-Qur'an. So this is the hikmah. Do all Muslims have this sound aqidah? Qur'an is wisdom, is the best book, full of wisdom. A book of guidance. The best way, the best book to get from your, the sound creed, from the good act of worship, from the sound manners, from is the Qur'an. Oh Allah, make us love the Quran the way we should. Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Arham al-Rahimin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا أَنْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ أَنْذِرِ النَّاسَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ قَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ مُبِينٌ. Is it a wonder for mankind that we have sent our revelation to a man from among themselves, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, saying, warn mankind, meaning of the coming torment in hell, and give good news, glad tidings to those who believe, meaning in the oneness of Allah in worship, and also believe in his Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, that they shall have with their Lord the rewards of their good deeds. But the disbelievers say, this is indeed an evident sorcerer, a clear sorcerer, a magician. They mean the Prophet ﷺ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا. Is it a wonder for mankind? Do people surprised that we have sinned? We gave a revelation, we revealed to a rajul, a man who is among them. They know him. They used to say Muhammadul Amin, the praiseworthy Muhammad before the prophethood. He born among them, he grew among them. They know him. He's not an angel, he's not from another creation, he's among them, he's from them. They understand him. He speaks their language. He eat their food. He feel what they feel. They surprised that Allah sent that man to them. Calling people to what? An anzir nas, warning people, meaning from the punishment of Allah if they disobey. And wabashir, and give glad tidings to who? Alladhina amanu, those who believe. What will they get from Allah? قَدَّمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They will have with their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala the reward of their good deeds. They surprise. They say, how is it possible? Allah has sent a human being to us, to warn us, and to give us glad tidings. They say, how? It doesn't. If Allah sends someone, they say Allah would have sent an angel. They surprised. Why Allah is sending a human being? If Allah is sending someone to us as a messenger, they say Allah would have sent to us an angel. They also surprised. Even if someone is a human is being sent by Allah, they say then why Allah sent? Why Allah didn't send someone from the great people? قَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. A big man like Abu Jahl, a wealthy man, a leader. Why Allah didn't send a man like this? Instead of sending someone ordinary, rather was orphan, simple man. They surprised at that. Subhanallah. Allah answered to them. If Allah sent angel, what where they say, where Allah mentioned that they say, why Allah didn't send an angel? وقالوا ما لهذا الرسول يأكل الطعام وقالوا ما لهذا الرسول وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه ملك ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر ثم لا ينظرون ولو جعلناه ملكا لجعلناه رجلا ولا لبسنا عليه ما يلبسون. If Allah would have seen an angel, they wouldn't know who is there. They cannot see an angel the way Allah created. They are not able. Even Prophet Muhammad was not able. Prophet Muhammad, when he saw an angel, in the way Allah created Angel Jibreel, what happened? He lost consciousness. He lost consciousness. He fell down, alayhi salatu wasalam. So if Allah is sending an angel, Allah will not send an angel in a form of an angel. Because man are not able to see in this worldly life, right? And if Allah sent the angel in a form of a human, then they don't know it. Because this human, they see in front of them as a human, is not really a human, he's an angel. How do they distinguish him between him and the rest of the man? Plus this angel doesn't feel what they feel of hungry. The angels don't eat. Angels don't sleep. Angels don't drink. يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. Day and night they make tasbih. They don't tire. How can they catch up with him then? Unlike Prophet Muhammad, he's a human being like them. They feel hungry, he feel hungry. They tired, he tired. They get sick, he gets sick. He need food, he need food. They need, and the like. He knows what they feel. So they wonder, why Allah send a human being? Is that something to wonder about? It's the opposite. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he sent a human being, not an angel, and he sent that human being, not from the people who are full of wealthy, people who are a leadership, have leadership, people who are arrogant, people who are very proud. No, Allah sent. Sallallahu Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Prophet Muhammad, who is mutawadi, he's very humble, very kind, very generous, love the masakin and the poor people, because he knows that situation. He loves the orphan, because he used to be the orphan. He knows the pain of hunger, because he used to be in that state. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so subhanallah, what they should give, because of the credit, they take the opposite. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ So Allah said, قَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ The disbeliever said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ مُبِينٌ This is a لَسَاحِرٌ مُبِينٌ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ That's what they said. They said the Messenger of Allah is sahir. We even not only normal sorcerer, rather evident, very clear sahir. Sometimes they say he's sahir, magician. Sometimes they say no, majnoon. He's a crazy madman. Sometimes say no, he's a kahin, he's a fortune teller. Sometimes they say no, he's sha'ir, he's poem, he make the shi'r. Sometimes they say, innam la fi qawlin mukhtalif, contradiction. How sha'ir, someone who make poem, can be majnoon, can be crazy. To make a poem, to make shi'r, you have to have a sound mind, right or wrong. Even average people cannot make shi'r, poem. You have to have that hiba. Allah has to guarantee you, Allah gives you that knowledge to make how to talk nicely, to balance, to choose the words, the meaning, to make poem. So how can somebody who they say he's sha'ir, at the same time they say he's majnoon, he's a crazy? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ It's because, subhanallah, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ Indeed, they are not belying the Messenger, but they belie the verses he's calling the revelation that Allah gave to him. Simply because they don't want the haq, they don't want the truth. That's why they object the Messenger. Otherwise, would he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, agree with some of their falsehood, even a little bit, they would have taken him khalilan, they would have loved him so much. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ وَلَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِدْتَ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا So they wonder why Allah sent subhanahu wa ta'ala someone among them to call them to the mala, to the safety, to what leads to paradise. And what say from hellfire? نعوذ بالله منها. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مَا مِنْ شَفِيعٍ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ إِذْنِهِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ قال الإمام الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله في هذه الآية يقول تعالى مبينا للربوبيته وإلهيته وعظمته إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام مع أنه قادر على خلقها في لحظة واحدة ولكن لما له في ذلك من الحكمة الإلهية ولأنه رفيق في أفعاله ومن جملة حكمته فيها أنه خلقها بالحق وللحق، ليعرف بأسمائه وصفاته ويفرد بالعبادة. ثم بعد خلق السماوات والأرض استوى على العرش استواء يليق بعظمته. يدبر الأمر في العالم العلوي والسفلي من الإماتة والإحياء وإنزال الأرزاق ومداولة الأيام بين الناس وكشف الضر عن المضرورين وإجابة سؤال السائلين. فأنواع التدابير نازلة منه وصاعدة إليه، وجميع الخلق مذعنون لعزته خاضعون لعظمته وسلطانه. ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه، فلا يقدم أحد منهم على الشفاعة ولو كان أفضل الخلق حتى يأذن الله، ولا يأذن إلا لمن ارتضى، ولا يرتضى إلا أهل الإخلاص والتوحيد. ولا يرتضى إلا أهل الإخلاص والتوحيد له. ذلكم الذي هذا شأنه الله ربكم، أي هو الله الذي له وصف الإلهية الجامعة لصفات الكمال ووصف الربوبية الجامعة لصفات الأفعال. قال رحمه الله في قوله عز وجل الله ربكم، أي هو الله الذي له وصف الإلهية الجامعة لصفات الكمال ووصف الربوبية الجامعة لصفات الأفعال. فاعبدوه، أي أفردوه بجميع ما تقدرون عليه من أنواع العبودية. أفلا تذكرون الأدلة الدالة على أنه وحده المعبود المحمود ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله تبارك وتعالى said إن ربكم، this verse 3 of سورة يونس، إن ربكم، surely your Lord، الله is Allah، surely your Lord is Allah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض، who created the heaven and the earth in 6 days، who created the heaven and the earth in 6 days، ثم استوى على العرش، then rose over استواء the throne، then rose over the throne really in a manner that suits his majesty his greatness سبحانه. يدبر الأمر disposing the affair of all things، disposing the affair of all things. ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه، no intercessor means complete with him except after his leave، except after his permission. ذلكم الله ربكم، that's Allah your Lord، فاعبدوه، so worship him alone، that's Allah your Lord، so worship him alone. أفلا تذكرون، then will you not remember، will you not remember. سبحان الله، this ayah verse 3، if we understand well then we get the wisdom، the hikmah of the Quran. This is a proof that this book is kitab full of hikmah. Allah said inna rabbakum، surely your Lord، the one who creates you and control you and you belong to him. The ulama they say معنى الربوبية يشتمل هذه المعاني الثلاثة، الخلق والملك والتدبير، the creation، the ownership، the controlling، sustaining. That's the meaning of رب العالمين. Allah is the Lord of the universe، Allah is the Lord of the creation. What it means؟ He created it، He owns it and He controls it. Not only one of it، not only two of it، but rather 3 collectively. ولله المثل الأعلى. This mic was made by a company. It's not me. It was made by a company. And this mic doesn't belong to that company anymore. It belongs to the Masjid, Masjid Tawheed. And this mic is being used now by me. I move it, it moves. I leave it, it leaves. I hit it, you see the noise. So the mic was made by a company and it belongs to the Masjid. And it's being used, controlled, being used by me. As for Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is the creator. You remember there's a difference between made by the company and created by a company. Made by a company means the company, they put together what Allah created already. But they create nothing, the company. Those who make the mic, the car, the airplane, they create nothing. But they put together what Allah created. Barakallahu fiha, good mother who serve her husband and her children nice food, very delicious food. She didn't create the food. She put together what Allah created. She didn't create the water. She didn't create the food. She didn't create the metal and the like. The company likewise, they made it. What Allah created, they put together. They didn't create. As for Allah, He is the creator of everything from zero. بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ from nothing. From nothing. هَلَتَ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا أو زكريا I created you before and you were nothing. You were nothing whatsoever. شَيْئًا نَكَرَ فِي سِيَاغَ نَفْتُ فِي الْعُمُومِ You were not anything whatsoever. That is the creation. Allah created from zero, from scratch. Subhanah. Okay. Not only Allah created, He subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of it. بِيَدِّهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ In Allah's hand, the ownership of everything. So everything belongs to Allah. Not only that, He is the controller of it. He is the one who controlled it, made it to exist, made it to go away, and whatsoever. So that's the meaning of Inna Rabbakum, your Lord, who create you, control you, you belong to Him. What that is, Ismu Inna. If there is Ismu Inna, what are we looking for? Khabaru Inna. The sentence is not complete. Your Lord, who creates you and control you and own, or you own to Him, who owns you. What do you mean? Allah. It is Allah. What's the meaning of Allah? Al-Ma'budu bihaqqin. If you are asking the meaning of Allah, don't forget. The one who is worshipped with truth. Allah al-Ma'budu bihaqqin. Allah has names from that Allah. The biggest name of Allah is Allah. The people of knowledge said the meaning of the rest of the names of Allah goes under the meaning of Allah, the word. And the word Allah comes from Aliha Ya'lahu Ilahun. So Ilah is one of the other names of Allah. Allah has the name Allah and has the name of Ilah. What is the meaning of Ilah? Ma'bud. إله بمعنى مألوه like this كتاب this كتاب على وزن فعال معنى مكتوب إله مألوه that's what it means so إن ربكم your Lord who create you and control you you belong to him is Allah It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah who الذي خلق السماوات والأرض who created the heavens and the earth. He, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala, created the heaven and the earth. It's not just a happening, akhi. It's not Big Ben. It's not Mother Nature. It's not Jesus. It's not so and so. كَذَبَةٌ فَجَرَةٌ كَفَرَ وَاللَّهِ It is Allah who created the heaven and the earth. How long? في ستة أيام. Allah created in 6 days. Allah created the heaven and the earth in 6 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will to create it, He would have created it with a blink of an eye, and even less than that. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْءٍ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ If Allah will, something to be, He says, be is going to be right away. But Allah, for a wisdom, He makes 6 days. Wisdom beyond our imagination. Allah created the heaven and the earth in 6 days. How many days Allah created the earth? Four. How are the heavens? Two. Which one is bigger? The heavens. Much bigger than the earth. Incomparable. So the issue is not a time-wise. It's not, it's wisdom. Allah created the heaven and the earth in 6 days. If all men get together today, can we create one sand, one single sand? Never. Yes, tell us what Allah created, we can make it look different. But to create it, even one thing, nothing. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Even Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Isa, Prophet Musa, Prophet Noah, prophets of Allah, create nothing. Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhana, He said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ Surely your Lord is Allah who created the heaven and the earth in 6 days. ثم استوى على العرش. Then Allah rose over the throne. Allah rose over the throne, really, in a manner that fits His majesty, His greatness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is above His throne. And the throne of Allah is the greatest creation of Allah. Bigger than the heaven and the earth and paradise and hellfire all together. The throne of Allah is bigger. Much bigger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above that throne. While the throne, the heaven, the earth, all the creation are in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah is sufficient, needs none of it. تبارك وتعالى. Then Allah said, يدبر الأمر. Allah disposes the affairs, control the affairs. Even though Allah is that far, Subhanah, He's above His universe, He's above His throne, but yet He controls the affairs of His creation. يدبر الأمر. In another ayah, يدبر الأمر من السماء. Allah controls, disposes the affairs from where? From up, from السماء. Allah sent the Quran down. When the Quran is from where? From up. تنزيل الكتاب. تنزيل من حكيم حميد. The Quran was sent down from حكيم, the all-wise, حميد, the praiseworthy Allah. So Allah is up. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب. To Allah, the good word, the tawheed, goes up. تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه. The angels, they make عروج, they go up to where? إليه, to Allah. يخشون ربهم من فوقهم. The angels, they fear their Lord who is above them. Then Sufia and the like, they tell you Allah is everywhere. You cannot say Allah is up. You cannot say Allah above the throne is over. What kind of deen do they believe? الحمد لله على السلفية والهدى والسنة. نسأل الله يزيدنا من فضله. والله العظيم السلفية is mercy from Allah. السنة is mercy from Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the people of the Sunnah. There are out there so many messages around here. You don't need to go that far miles. Here in Stone Mountain, go to the Imam, ask where Allah is, he get mad. Oh, don't say where Allah is. If he doesn't get mad and he give you the answer, oh, Allah is everywhere. Ya akhi, where you brought that from? Because if we say Allah is because if we say, now he being a philosophy. He brings falsafa. We have no need of falsafa. Allah said in Quran, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then Allah, after the creation of the heaven and the earth, he rose over his throne. Allah said, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّعِ. He controlled the affairs from up. Allah said, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِ. Allah is فَوْقَ عِبَادِ, is above his slaves. Prophet Muhammad sallam asked a female girl, he wanted to free her. Ayn Allah, this is in Sahih Muslim, where Allah is. She said, she did two things. She was very wise. She talked and she made action. Subhanallah, people Prophet sallam taught them the deen, see where they were. She said, fi sama. She said, it's up. And she pointed out to the sky. He said, Man ana, who am I? Second question. She said, Anta Rasulullah. You, she pointed to the Prophet, Rasulullah, she pointed to the Ab, to the Messenger of Allah. Both statement and action, as the way narration is. Ayn Allah fi sama. Man ana, Anta Rasulullah. Meaning, Prophet is on the earth. Anta, you, she pointed to him. And Allah is up. She said, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, the day of Hajj, the most people, believers, gathered with him. He said, Ala hal balagtu, did I convey to you? The Sahaba said, Allahumma na'am. Yes, you convey to us. What Prophet said? Allahumma fashhad. Allahumma fashhad. He pointed to up and then down to the people. Or Allah witness them. That's their answer. So Allah is up. Subhana. Allah is not everywhere. Allah is not in the universe. Allahu ba'inun min khalqihi. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. But يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. He controls the affairs. He is with us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, his knowledge and power and controlling. But he, tabaraka wa ta'ala, is above his throne. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. Then Allah said, مَا مِنْ شَفِيعٍ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ إِذْنِ. No intercessor except after Allah's permission. No one can make shafa'a, intercession, can ask Allah something on behalf of someone except after Allah give permission to that one to make shafa'a. No one is able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of somebody else except after Allah allow that one to first talk and ask Allah something. Even Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, who Allah promises the shafa'a, Allah gave him the shafa'ah intercession, the great shafa'ah on the day of judgment. When people go to Prophet Nuh, he stayed back, Prophet Adam. Then Prophet Nuh, the same thing. Prophet Musa, the same thing. Prophet Ibrahim, the same thing. Prophet Isa, the same thing. And they come to the Prophet Muhammad and he says, Ana laha, it is for me. Today, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of you, O people, that's for me. Allah gave it to me. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Lord, your Lord to resurrect you in a place, mahmuda, praiseworthy, where you will be praised, O the Messenger of Allah. All human from Adam to the last one, only Allah knows their number, including us, that day there. After people standing under the heat 50,000 years, they asked, we need way out, Allah to judge between us. Who can ask Allah today? They think, they say, let us ask Prophet Adam. They're being guided. Prophet Adam, our father. Ya Adam, anta Abu al-Bashar in Sahih al-Bukhari. Oh Adam, you are the father of man. You are the father of a human. We are there. No exception. And then Prophet Adam, he says, I'm not able. That's the meaning. I'm not in that status today to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove you from what you are now. To ask Allah on behalf of you, I'm not in that status. And then people, they think, who do we go? Oh, Prophet Nuh, the first messenger. They go to Prophet Nuh, the same thing. Then they think, who do we go? Prophet Ibrahim, the Khalil al-Rahman, the one Allah loves. They go, he excuses himself. Who do we go? Prophet Musa, Kalimullah, the one who Allah speaks to. And he excuses, who do we go? Prophet Isa. Prophet Isa, full of miracle. Alayhi salatu wa salam. Ruhullah, Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. And he excuses himself. Who do we go to? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After every one of them saying no, everyone he sees, Prophet Hassan, he says, it is for me. Then what he does, alayhi salam, he asks Allah right away, la. يَخِرُّ لِلَّهِ سُجَّدًا. He bow down for Allah, he makes sujood. And in that state, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be taught by Allah something he was never taught, to praise Allah. Until Allah says, ارْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ يَا مُحَمَّدِ اشْفَعْ تُشَفَعْ وَاسْأَلْ تُعْطَى. O Muhammad, raise your head. Ask, you will be answered. Make shafa intercession, your intercession will be accepted. Then he says, oh Allah, judge between them. Allah will judge between them. The shafa'ah has two wisdom. Number one, please, if you didn't read it before, even if you read it, review that book. Book called Kashf al-Shubahat. What a noble book is. I know Sufia don't like it. But very valuable book, Kashf al-Shubahat, the removal of the doubts of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab. He mentioned the two conditions in other books of the wisdom of the intercession. Number one is to show the honor of whoever making shafa'ah, whoever making intercession, to show his status with Allah. Now, if that happened, he will go in to Prophet Ibrahim, Adam, then Prophet Nuh, then Ibrahim, then Musa, then Isa, and they're not thinking anybody else from human or from angel. And then they end up to Prophet Muhammad, and Allah accepted the shafa'ah of Prophet Muhammad. After Prophet said to them, it is for me. That doesn't show the status of Prophet Muhammad to all human beings. It shows his status. That's one of the wisdom of shafa'ah. The second wisdom of the shafa'ah is the one the shafa'ah is being made for, Allah to answer his call. So the people's call at that day is to judge between them, Allah answer. Allah to answer. So again, مَا مِن شَفِيعٍ إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ إِذْنِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ. In Surah and Ayat al-Kursi. In that form, man the lady, who is the one who makes intercession except after Allah's leave? Who is he? Means nobody. If you come to know that, why many people في الحشر شافعنا محمد منجي الخلائق من جهنم. All the angels, all the awliya, all the saints make shafa'a. Ask Allah Sheikh Jailan. Oh Jesus, make shafa'a for us. Why waste your time? You get nothing from them. Even if they would have been very convinced, they would have loved to make shafa'a for, they cannot. Except after Allah command them to make shafa'a for you. Even Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. This shafa'a, he didn't ask, except after when Allah gave him permission, right? Likewise, he has another shafa'a to remove some of the people of Tawheed, but sinners, from hellfire. But how? He said, فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدَّى. Allah make a limit for me. Make out of the hellfire so and so and so with these descriptions. No more than that. So it is mercy from Allah to honor the Messenger Muhammad. Is this understandable? Therefore, who should we ask the shafa'a? Allah. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. قُلْ say لِلَّهِ. This is خبر مقدم لإفادة الحصر. It is to Allah alone الشفاعة مبتدا مؤخر. The intercession. جميعًا all of it. So asking none other than Allah the شفاعة. Oh Allah, I am asking you the شفاعة of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is the correct توحيد. Now you are asking Allah to guarantee you the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Allah accepts your dua, Allah will order, will command His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make shafa'a for you to honor Him. Is this understandable? Subhanakallahu bihamdik la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Tonight we don't have youth class. Inshallah, we took already. We long, we're long gated, so no youth class after Isha tonight. Barakallahu fiqh.